the thing. Once you break free of trying to get along, your learning speed skyrockets because you're networking with other people who really want to know and they're sharing. You know, I find most people to be highly collaborative. And so, you know, you're getting together with big brains all over the world and some pretty exciting things are happening.
Yeah, it is. So it's a very exciting time. So
yeah.
And so, I think it's they who should be scared now because, I mean, as you said, I mean, it's we have this with information technology, with this, we have this world brain with information. And if you only if you know where to search, you can find everything.
Right, but I think we should say all to them, you know, we're having more fun over here. You ought to come try.
Yeah, exactly.
Time to switch sides. There's an alternative now. Right, yeah, right.
And I feel that's what's going to happen eventually. Right. More people.
A lot of people are breaking away and coming over.
Yeah.
You know, because they saw their little piece. They didn't see the whole picture. The more they see the whole picture, they're like, mm-mm.
And understand, the more people that's starting to talk about it, it's more, before it was, I know some lunatic that talks about this influential networks. It's nothing not to how it works, it really works. but now it's, I hear it from that side and from that person and from that, and that's suddenly, okay, it's maybe there is something with this, so...
So I had one guy, he's really funny, post at Solari, you know, we get the most amazing intelligence coming into us. And he said, he started, I don't know, it was way back. He said, you know, I listened to you explain about the missing money and I said, she's crazy. And then, you know, time went by and I realized, oh no, she's not crazy. It's real. So I subscribed. And then I listened to you talking about the global spring and I realized she's crazy. And I unsubscribed. And then I realized, oh no, it was a couple years later. It's real. So I came back. Yeah. So he described leaving and coming back and leaving and coming back. And he had just come back for, I think, the fourth time. And one of our really intelligent subscribers, he's a retired farmer in the heartland, posted a very detailed comment about tornadoes coming down the highway and being steered to only demolish selected farms. So they would only, it would go down, demolish the organic farm, go down past the industrial farm, steer, destroy the organic farm, turn, and literally, because it's in Kansas. Kansas is very much, you know, it's like the highways, it's very square.
Yeah.
Okay. and so this guy says, you know, I just got back because I realized you're right about this. He said, but I'm reading this guy's post and, you know, you all are crazy. And I'm leaving. So he unsubscribed again. And several of the commentators posted, don't worry, he'll be back. If you look at what we're trying to do, we're trying to change a system which is very old.
Yeah.
And so it affects everything. Mm-hmm. And it's the reinvention of everything. And so it has to be, it has to change at an intimate level.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and that's why the relationships of trust are so important. Mm-hmm. Because that's how change happens.
Yeah.
You know, people who trust each other get together and they take action and they do something. And the next thing you know, the town has its own energy supply.
And it's wonderful because it also gives meaning to people.
Right.
Because one thing that I feel with this agenda, with this digitization of everything, automation, and it's just get rid of people and get rid of people, have a meaning for people.
Right.
We are supposed to play video games and take drugs, like Harari said. But I don't think so. I think we can do wonderful things. And if we come together and can create things, it will affect us in a way that we feel better as well.
Right.
And I think everyone wants to be in that team.
Yeah.
They don't want to be in a team that we are... nobody. We are worthless. We are just a waste for society.
Well, that's why once you understand where they really want to go, I mean, that's why when people say, well, what are our chances? And I would say, you know, our chances there are zero. So come on, let's go.